With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The 75th anniversary of the Modern Library has been relaunched with the publication of 27 new editions, many classics. Christopher Cerf, chairman of the new Modern Library, says the series was started in 1917 by publisher Albert Bonai.
The classic books that were available in America, A, cost far too much. There were no paperback books then. And he also felt that a lot of the exciting modern European books weren't being published in America at all, or certainly not at prices that anyone could afford.
Albert Bonai had a falling out with his partner, Horace Livewright. The two tossed a coin, and Livewright took control of the Modern Library. Then Bennett Cerf, Christopher's father, joined the firm, and in an oral history years later, told of how Livewright, a philanderer, was being pressed by his angry father-in-law to pay back a debt.
And he said that I'm not going to tell him about every girl I go out with. He thinks because I'm married to his daughter, you know, he can do anything. And he said, oh, how I'd like to pay him off and get rid of him.
So Bennett Cerf offered to buy the Modern Library from Livewright.
He looked at me rather feverishly and said, what'll you give me for it?
Bennett Cerf and his partner Donald Clawfer somehow raised the $215,000 to buy the Modern Library, a deal that was clinched after a furious husband went after Livewright with a gun.
To tell you what an incredible purchase this was, in 2 years, we had made back the entire investment.
Christopher Cerf says the Modern Library was so successful that his father and Clawfer had lots of time on their hands.
They said, well, you know, we have time to publish a few extra books. So they said, we'll publish a few of our favorite new books at random each year.
Thus, the founding of Random House, now the parent of the newly relaunched Modern Library. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The famous Modern Library, launched in 1917, began to fade with the advent of cheap paperback books. Christopher Cerf is the son of the late longtime publisher of the Modern Library, Bennett Cerf.
A lot of people keep saying how they grew up on the Modern Library, and I really did.
You probably have a complete collection.
I have close to one. In fact, my dad used to quiz me on the volume numbers the same way other dads quiz kids on batting averages or state capitals. You know, I would learn that Oscar Wilde was number 125 or whatever.
This past fall, Random House decided to give the Modern Library a 75th anniversary boost by reissuing the books in new editions.
If you could get those for a price that was very similar to paperbacks, was the way we looked at it, and if we made the books readable, reset all the type, and had beautiful covers, we really thought there'd be a terrific market for this.
27 Modern Library books came out this fall alone.
Every month from now on, we're going to publish 3 new ones until we get back into, you know, 100 or 200 books, and then we'll see where we are.
Back in the 20s, Modern Library books cost around 95 cents. Today, they range from $12 to $20. And Christopher Cerf says they're great fun to read, even if you had read them years ago.
A good example of that is Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man, which is a book that I read probably in 1956 or something when I was a kid. And I don't think I had any idea then what that book really talks about in the black experience in America.
Christopher Cerf, chairman of the Modern Library. 3 cheers for the relaunch of the series many of us grew up with, The Modern Library. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Modern Library, around for decades as small, inexpensive books, many classics, has had its fans and even collectors.
There even was a newsletter for a while that somebody was putting out about it.
That's Christopher Cerf, son of the late co-founder of Random House, Bennett Cerf. Christopher is the chairman of the relaunched Modern Library, which is issuing sparkling new editions at the rate of 3 each month. And Cerf says many of the Modern Library books are being scanned onto disk to be read on the Apple Macintosh PowerBook computers, the idea of Bob Stein, founder of a computer company called Voyager.
But several novels will fit on one floppy disk in text form. So his original idea was, well, wouldn't it be fun to see how a book would look in this form?
There are things you can do with a book on a computer that you can't do in the usual way.
For example, if there was a passage you remembered but you couldn't find it, you can just type it in, and as a word processor would, you would scan right to it. Or you could find every reference to a character and the page numbers all the way through if you were doing that. If you were writing a book report or an essay, you could cut and paste or mark passages and paste them into the report.
And sound can be inserted into the text. For example, an audio clip of Bennett Cerf talking about the picture of Dorian Gray many years ago.
We put a little of that right into the expanded book version of Dorian Gray, so you can click in parts of the introduction and actually hear my father talking about it.
And because of the computer's lighted screen, you can even read the Modern Library books in bed with the lights out. On computer or in conventional form, welcome back to the Modern Library. Don Swaim, News Radio 88.
With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain.